What do we got going on? Well, I chatted with the Taboo, a gentleman who originates out of Dundas, but now lives in the Tirana area. Really cool little producer. I really dug the stuff that he's done and sent me. Also, we have an interview with Kay Triggs. Love that kid. He's doing his hip-hop thing here out of Hamilton. So I had a chance to chat with him. And what else is going on? Oh, you know what? I also threw in a little song, MJ Rocket, from CNC Music Disc. That you're going to hear coming up. It was the first one that we did back in the day. And of course, off the top of my head, do you think for a second I could ever remember when we actually did that thing? It's another one of them I got to ask Jamie Tennant. He'll help me out on that one. Anyway, all those interviews coming up and music, but starting things off, Jason from Athenhouse here on Steel City Music. Enjoy, man. Hey, folks, my next guest is an old friend of Steel City Music. He used to come up to the studio at the old Hawk campus, and then, I don't know, everyone just got this pandemic thing and everything just went to crap. And I haven't been able to see this guy for over a year and a half. He was playing Hamilton. His name is Jason. He's in a band called Athenaise. He's been canceling gigs left and right, just like all of us and everything that we're doing. But finally, Jason's like, that's it. I'm going to put this out. New music. Let's go. Hey, buddy. Welcome back to Steel City Music.
Hey, Gunnar, thank you so much for having me on. It's great to have something to speak with you about finally after about a year and a half.
It's funny, I said that you've been canceling some shows just like everybody else has been doing over this last little while. But there was a really good show coming up for you guys with Supercrawl and then the live stream. And then that got put back because of the lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely. We thought we had a really good chance of actually being able to do that one, but we didn't quite sneak in and get it recorded, so some people were pre-recording theirs,
right.
And ours was supposed to actually be live, so we didn't quite sneak in under the radar there.
Ah, that's too bad. Well, we're still a couple of weeks away in this lockdown, and then you'll be doing a taped performance, if you will.
I think they might be switching everything to tape just because they have no control over when the stops and starts go for them. So it's challenging for artists and for fans because they get all excited about these live streams and then they kind of get kicked down the road.
Right, right. Well, yeah, there's all these rules and regulations that are put into place for everyone's safety. So I get it. It just gets to be a little bit frustrating for everybody. I mean, I'm sure if I golfed, I'd be really upset about them closing down the golf courses. But I still honestly don't understand that if I'm told to go outside and be outside in the summertime and they close a golf course, I would understand why the golfers are getting upset because it doesn't make any sense.
But anyway, we'll try to do our best.
Yeah. Hey, so is it a new EP or an LP that you guys are putting out in the next little while?
New EP. We've been kind of plugging away at it over the last year or so, just trying to stay creative. Like all artists, our passion is just doing music and putting it out. So we figured, while we're all inside, we're just going to plug away at a new record.
Right. And how was that process? Was it just recording in each of your parts in the home and sending the files and then getting on Zoom or something and talking about how it could sound or changes, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's really changed the way we wrote. Before, we would basically bring an idea together and play together and jam it out, right? But that's not really possible at the moment. So we've been sending demos back and forth, and then we're lucky enough to have okay little home setups.
Right.
And so we just sort of polished out the parts, and then we did go to B-Town Sound to track the drums because nobody's wife is going to let us play a drum kit at home. So that was during the sort of period of time where we were able to go to do some music stuff, we went and we snuck the drums in at B-Town Sound.
Right. And how long did that take you to get that done?
The writing took about most of the last year, and then B-Town Sound, we went in there for one weekend, banged out the seven songs and the drums, and then we've been slowly putting together the rest of the recording at home.
What was the hardest part of that? Was it the writing or the actual laying down the tracks for the drums? And like, just because I ask that question, just because sometimes when a project has been extended, there's a lot of room for, well, we could redo this, and I really don't like that line, and that self-doubt or that critical overthinking of something can really hold up a project.
That's totally fair. I think the hardest part was learning to communicate differently online. So when you're having a conversation with someone face to face, or you're jamming out in your jam room, there's like a level of trust there because you can see each other. Mm-hmm. When everything turns into text and Zoom calls, it can be challenging to express yourself in the same way. So I think it was hard to get across some of the ideas. We had to kind of relearn how to communicate as a group so that everybody saw where everybody else was coming from.
Right, right. But you guys have been together for a while now with this lineup. So there's a, there has to be a certain level of camaraderie, that sort of thing, where you do trust the other person.
Oh, absolutely. It's not like a conflict thing. It's just more of like a pivot in terms of communication style. Mm-hmm. We do really well together. It's not that we didn't do good over text, but I think text is different for everyone.
I think you raised a good point there, especially with text. I know myself and others, when I get a text from someone, I read it like two or three times, just going, where are you coming from? What is this about? You know?
Oh yeah, sometimes you feel the eye roll just like instinctively.
Yeah,
it's whatever your connotation you're putting on the text. So that was beyond the musical portion, communication, and then just putting ideas together. It's amazing how much you can get done in a room together when you're jamming out different parts back and forth, but how much longer that takes when you've got to record it, put it in Dropbox, then wait for somebody to add to it.
Well, that was always the big thing that I heard with people recording over the years, that sometimes some people have the ability to go from studio to studio. They track something here in this one studio. They recorded the song over in this studio, and they go and their album sounds great and didn't lose anything in continuity. Where others are like, they feel that they lose something if they go to too many different places. There's no sense of the whole.
There's two different kind of school of thoughts, I think, when it comes to that. Neil Young is a great example of this. He always thinks you should be in the room together, and he doesn't even like to overdub his instruments. He wants it to be sort of capturing that feeling in that moment.
Right.
And then there's like modern music production, to a degree, is sort of the exact opposite of that. Everything is overdubbed.
Yeah, that's funny that you bring up Neil Young, because I remember a story told to me a long time ago about him, that he actually recorded one album in a barn, and it had a small pond, and he just jumped into his boat and sat in the middle of the pond and told them to turn it up as loud as possible.
Oh, really?
Just so he could hear it come out through the top part, and I thought, that's a kind of a weird thing. And he's like, okay, we're done. It's like, what? This is it then? The mix sounds good to you from the middle of a... it's probably one of those garbage stories that people share constantly over the years, but I think I like to believe that, you know, because he's Neil Young, that there's this sort of like weirdness about him, you know, like there's this special magic to something like that, mixing an album from a pond outside of a barn. I bet you it's a true story now. I bet you.
It kind of speaks to his, like, what he thinks is the purity of music, though, right?
Right.
And even if the story's not real, he has this sort of unrelenting desire to see music in its purest form.
Sure. Yeah. But there's this whole mystique about people like him and Bob Dylan and others who mix albums and do albums that has to be done at a certain time and has to be done a certain way, or they can't relate. But, you know, that's the whole thing about the point we're talking about earlier, is that, you know, going from place to place, bit parting, piecing things together, something does kind of get lost in all of that. Hey, folks, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner. On the line with me right now is Jason from Athanase. They have a new single out. What's the name of the new EP, buddy?
The new EP is called Immortal. So it's a play off our actual name, Athanase, which is Greek for immortal.
Oh, okay. So you didn't really go out in a stretch on that one then.
Well, you know, we've got a story behind every record, and this one's no exception. So the name plays into the EP.
Right, because the conversation that you and I had a while back, which I still tell people that I just thought was so hilarious, was I was calling you out on a song about wolves and how the wolves were decimating people. And you told me that story, and I was looking at you like going, is he making this up? And I had to go on Google. I had to go Google and going, oh, no, he's making all this up. And then I saw the article and I went, oh, are you kidding me? This is
we got that a lot with wolves.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was that was awesome. Tell us about the new single that you're putting out.
So Shoreline is the first song off the record, and it's the actual song that starts the record. So it's a story EP, and it goes through a man struggling to stop the underworld from taking his wife from him. So right. We were really inspired by the Greek mythology story of Orpheus. And he goes to the underworld, same kind of idea, and he tries to bring his wife back. And when we realized what Athanas meant, which is immortal, because I didn't know what it, that was what it meant. It's just my grandfather's name.
Right.
So I named this band after my middle name, which was his name. And as I was doing some researching about what it actually meant, we realized it meant immortal. And we'd been talking about Greek stuff, Greek mythology, and about the story of Orpheus. And we were like, wow, these two tie really well together. It's just a point of inspiration, right? Like a kicking off point.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I also like to point out the fact that I've mispronounced your name twice in this interview.
You know what? At this point, we're like, there is no...
I know, but see, this is the thing with me and you. When the first time we chatted, I nailed your name perfectly. And you're like, yep. You're the first to ever do that. And then, you know, I'm sitting here talking about Neil Young with you and going, and I'm calling you every other name, but the right way to say it.
In all fairness, we could have picked an easier name to say.
Yeah, you're far too humble, buddy. When does this single get released? Is it May 14 or 21 or 20?
May 21. May 21. Yeah, May 21st.
May 21st is coming in. Okay. Well, thanks for that. Would be today that we're airing this. So yeah, the single is released today. Tell everyone where they can, how they can buy it and grab it and find out all more info about the band.
So we put everything up for free on our Spotify, but if you want to just contribute and help the band out, we do have a website, athanasstheband.com. So we also sell everything there for 99 cents, and it's really just a way to help the band and give back. We put everything out for free on Spotify.
Perfect, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time out of your day, kid.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. Always a pleasure.
Down by the shoreline she waits. Heaven come and wash the sins away. I told her that I'd meet her there and we'd wash the sins away. Down by the shoreline she waits, wherever she waits. That fire, I pity you, you're
next guest is someone that I've been wanting to chat with all day. Even though I've been calling other people thinking I was going to interview him, they turned out to be different people. And I've had this song, Ooey Gooey, stuck in my head since it was sent to me. And I need some answers, folks. I need some answers. Joining us, Steel City Music, right now is Spencer Heeslip from Taboo. How are you, sir?
I'm good, my friend. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's a beautiful day. Full disclosure, this interview is pre-recorded. We're in Hamilton. I'm in Hamilton. It's about 16, 17 degrees outside. It's sunny. Spencer was kind enough to do the interview the second or third time around today, even though he had no idea that I was calling everybody on the planet and annoying them. But it's great that we finally get a chance to chat. I also want to admit something to you. I went on your website and I punched up the video, Twin Rova, and
yeah.
I looked at that name three or four times, guy, and I was just like, come on, Bob Cowan, say the name. Say the name. And Bob on Morning Live, he says the name. And I'm like, okay, that's how you say it. So given the kind of day that I'm having today, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe Bob screwed it up. Oh, no. And if I say it that way, then I'm screwing it up too, right? So that's why I was like double checking with you, but, you know.
That's a good one. I mean, the acronym doesn't help. It doesn't help anyone.
No, I know. But I mean, the way you spell things and the way you put things in a font or with a brand or anything you're doing is fairly significant on when you want to identify somebody. And even with your stuff, you have Taboo, yeah. T-A-A-B-U. This is you. This is your moniker and this is your brand. But you are a songwriter. You are a producer. You have many hats. The question is, how did you get started in doing all of this?
That's a great question. I mean, it goes back. My early beginnings were, I started drumming when I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
And that's where it really, really started for me. And, you know, rhythm is such a big part of my production. So that really lent itself to my style and just my fascination with groove and beat. Slowly but surely, you know, I started a band with my brother. We played lots of local shows in Hamilton. You know, shout out to the Casbah and the Absinthe and all those great Hamilton venues that we love so much, that were just so inviting. Slowly but surely, it just kind of transitioned from my experiences of being in a band and having an older brother who started to record in his basement.
Okay.
So I looked at that and I said, ooh, that's really cool. I kind of want to learn that. So I started, you know, teaching myself just the ins and outs of basement recording. And it started very, very organically. There was a lot of limitations there. And that kind of led me into doing more and more programming and synthetic and artificial kind of stuff. Production focused in the box, you know?
Right. Did you go to school for any of this?
I did, yeah. I went to, I attended music industry arts at Fanshawe College. And I graduated in, I believe, 2018?
Yeah. Well, it's been a long year. So you saying 2018 and guessing, it's quite understandable since the COVID pandemic. Trying to figure out what year we were in half the time.
Oh my gosh, I know. Tell me about it.
So you do this band. For a while, you know, you're drumming, you're the rhythm section of it, and you're doing writing, you go to school, and then you start when is the point when you start doing production for Javier Mighty, Holt Renfrew, that kind of thing? When does all that come into, like, also Omega Mighty, you know, there's a lot of stuff you're doing. When does that start?
Yeah, it started literally right after school. What happened basically was I attended this fantastic program, you know, music industry arts. I got out of that program and I actually moved to Brampton right after. I grew up in Hamilton, Dundas to be specific.
Right.
And I had no idea. I had no idea how I was going to move to a new place and make a living doing music. It was the most terrifying thing ever.
Sure.
And basically how it came to fruition was just talking to people. I got this cooking job at this big, gigantic Rogers office building in Brampton. And I just, you know, talked to people and kind of found out, oh, okay, this person likes music. Oh, okay, this person sings. Oh, okay, this person, you know, is very active with creativity in regards to music. And I started just aligning things and collaborating with one or two people to start with. And then it branched out The first record I ever got paid for was a reggae record, with a middle-aged man that was the father of a girl that I worked with at Rogers. And he said to me, "Hey man, you know, I love your stuff. This is sounding really good. How much do you charge?" And I was like, "How much do I charge? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Here we go, right?" And that's kind of all how it started. And from there, it really gave me a sense of value and worth. And slowly but surely, it just, word got around. I worked at Long & McQuaid for a few years in Brampton, which was fantastic for just meeting people and showcasing my work and my passion and my career. And it just built up slowly but surely from there.
So now that we covered off all the other stuff in the back, how it all started for you, where are you at right now? Because I got this single that was sent to me from our buddy Rob from Ruddy Ruckus, and then it was called Ooey Gooey, and I played it a couple times and I was like, this sounds really, really good, and it's what I call ear candy. It's like it sounds like things that I've already heard, but I can't, it's like you just can't stop listening to it. It's like it's kind of infectious, you know. There's a little bit of like there's pop, of course there's pop elements in it when you play it, but there's a little bit of hip hop vibe to it in a certain extent. It has a dance vibe to it. So I'm wondering, is this the type of song that is that you put together out of remixing other people's music and getting inspired, or is this just like something just right from your own, like that you mix on your own? And when I say that, when you're listening to people remix other people's work, sometimes it just elevates it, like when there's like a really good song and then you remix it. But Ooey Gooey sounds like it's a song that I've heard and do you know what I mean? Like I've heard all those elements, but it's in my brain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's great. I think I love when I listen to a song and I have a sense of familiarity, even though something's fresh and it's new and you can't quite put your finger on it. The way I typically work in terms of collaboration, Ooey Gooey is the first single that will be rolled out, a part of my album Bellows. It's a full-length album, 10 tracks. And basically, this track was, shout out to Omega Mighty. I could not have done this track without her. How it kind of started was, and usually how collaborations start and kind of manifest for me is I'll come up with some sort of instrumental, what you're saying is exactly kind of what was in my mind when I was producing it. This very bubblegum, infectious, danceable, bouncy kind of vibe. And I showed Omega it and she said, "Oh, this is great. This is fantastic. I want to, let's make this happen." And Omega's a wonderful, wonderful singer, like just incredibly talented, very amazing and visual lyricist as well. And we both love to kind of push the boundaries and cross a lot of genres. So we work really, really well together. And that's kind of how it came about, we kind of, created this very fun, loving, interesting, just uplifting kind of light track. Hey everyone, this is Taboo, and you are about to listen to my new single with Omega Mighty called Ooey Gooey.
Give you the cookie and you need it, my dough. Pick it off, make it nasty, baby. Put on your apron cause you're playing your role. I'm sweet, I swear, I'll take you there. Kiss you on your body, make you curl your toes. Maybe I don't need to know if you got your girl waiting for you back home. I don't wanna put you up to something that you can't handle while you're blushing. Come and get it. Ooey, gooey, ooey, it's chewy. Watch me like a
take a bite. Baby, come here, but come get it right at the door. Like when you're whisking and flipping it to the flow. Favorite flavors found in you, boy. Baby, so delicious. I don't wanna put you up to something. But you can't handle why you're blushing.
Get a girl, get a drink, get your move on. I push my rhymes like wait, something to groove on. Just listen to me until your glass empty and watch how you swing the boom. Please don't tempt me, cause I've been straight playing my drums like a drummer. And I've been great making up beats all summer. So don't mind me if I charge a little fee. I learn that everything's business, ain't none for free. Gotta make that cheddar just to make life better. They say to be rich, I need a Gucci sweater. But that don't faze me, those material things. And what really gets me is a girl that sings. So I keep my cool, that's my number one rule. Till temptation gets the best of me like Paula Abdul. And yo, I ain't a fool, just a rapper scheming. Guess I'm intoxicated from this life I keep dreaming. Cause I ain't trying to do anything you ain't trying to do. Girl, you're trying to chill, well I'm trying to chill too. But when it comes time to rock it, see I'ma set you off like a rocket. So watch it. I ain't trying to do anything you ain't trying to do. Girl, you're trying to dance, well I'm trying to dance with you. But when it comes time to rock it, see we can blast off like a rocket. So watch it. Feel the bass go bump, now get your swerve on. Get low like Elephant Man, they'll get your curve on. But don't be rude, giving lip to the dude who wants to have a little fun when you act improved. Cause if you act that way, he gon' call you boring. We'll be miseducated like your name was Lauren. So get drunk or high and put your hands to the sky and grab that guy who said you was fly. He didn't lie. Leave that pretty smirk on, you don't need no makeup. And do the belly dance, give your body a shake up. Let's twist again like we did last year. Come on, please get down, because I'm so sincere. I'm a gentleman who is a gentleman. Give me just one chance to let me play my hand. And I walk to walk, there's no need to talk it. So tell your friend not to block it. Let's rock it.
I ain't trying to do anything you ain't trying to do. Girl, you're trying to chill, well I'm trying to chill too. But when it comes time to rock it, see I'ma set you off like a rocket. So watch it. I ain't trying to do anything you ain't trying to do. Girl, you're trying to dance, well I'm trying to dance with you. But when it comes time to rock it, see we can blast off like a rocket. So watch it.
Just break it down. Just watch him break it down. Hey miss, come on and break it down. Break. Just break it down. I said down. Come on and break it down. Now let's go.
Come on. Yeah.
Sorry in advance if I come across blunt. I'd rather swing for the fence than go the first on the bun. So I do what I do, please don't misconstrue. Thinking I just wanna get in them jeans, that's not true. I wanna rock with you, not cause my name is MJ. And you're so sweet, let's go play. We'll skip the parlay, boot straight to France. Baby girl, do your dance, but remember that
I ain't tryna do anything you ain't tryna do. Girl, you're tryna chill, well I'm tryna chill too. But when it comes time to rock it, see I'ma set you off like a rocket. So watch it. I ain't tryna do anything you ain't tryna do. Girl, you're tryna dance, well I'm tryna dance with you. But when it comes time to rock it, see we can blast off like a rocket. So watch it.
Yeah, so watch it. Come on now, so watch it. Hey, yo, TR, give the ladies some Spanish flavor.
Come on, let's rock.
everybody, folks. Welcome to Steel City Music. My next guest is someone that I had the privilege of chatting with some time back. It was through a recommendation from HamiltonIndieMusic.com here out of Hamilton. Was it Hamilton Indie Max's website? Is that right, Kay? Did I say
that's
that right?
Correct.
Okay. I just haven't heard from Max in a while. I'm like, well, I don't think I said that right. I'm going to have to double check that. Yeah, we had a really good chat the last time we spun a couple tracks, and you were just telling us that you're just starting out. Welcome to the show, Kay Triggs on Steel City Music.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on again. You know, our conversation last time was great, and I'm excited to tell people about, you know, what I've been doing. I'm Kay Triggs, as you said. Yeah, I'm coming out with a brand new album this month on May 20th. It's titled Mistakes. Right. And, you know, you'll be able to find that at ktriggs.ca or on any streaming platform you go to. This album has 8 songs, and I'm super excited about it because it's the biggest piece of work I've done.
Well, you could do all the plugging at the end of the chat. That's cool. But I wanted to actually talk about the 8 tracks that you put together. Where did you do all the recording for this?
Yeah, oh, actually, I did most of it at my house. The entire album was recorded here in my home, in my room, with my producer, Nomai. He's a local beat maker. Him mm-hmm. and I came together, and I kind of showed him the structure of my lyrics, and he kind of built the beats around my lyrics and my cadences, because mm-hmm. I wanted this album to really be an expression of my identity and my brand and my, you know, my artistry, because I'm all about the lyrics, right? So
right.
This is super important for me to create something. That especially the order of the songs too, like the track listing, I took like 4 or 5 months just to compile those tracks together. I think I started with 25 tracks and I cut it down from 25 to 8. So
25 to 8. Now which one is the lead off single for this LP that you're putting up? Because it is 8. So it is an album. Usually around 5 is the cutoff as an EP, but this is 8. So what is your lead single coming off of this one?
My lead song coming off of this one, well, actually, I did put out Hot in December, which was the first single off of this album.
Oh, so you're after this, right, okay.
Yeah, so I put that up. But after this album, I actually will have, I have a bunch of new music, and it's all features. So I have 3 upcoming features with local artists. Buddha Abusa is on one, Gloomy is on another, and I'm working on another feature that it's a bit of a surprise, so I'm going to surprise people with that. But those 2 are already done mm-hmm. and finished, and they're ready to even. I could release them today if I wanted to, but I obviously have plans on how I plan to right. Release it.
Up in my city, yeah, it be hot. Man on the come up, the cream of the crop. Got me some followers I never bought. Had a few haters try taking my spot. This rise in action, just part of the plot. Right to the top if you ready or not. In a 9, trying to hustle for a dime, I ain't even get a cent. Working 9 to 5 cause I gotta pay the rent. Yeah, that's money well spent. Think I'm sitting on the bench, then you really on the fence. No, I got a 6 cents, how I leave him in suspense. I ain't here to make amends, but you only got a band's. Where I'm going is the end. Hatching bigger plans, not the flash of the pan. Studying the game like the final exam. Promise I'll be damned, poets out of my hands. Step pops used to beat us, know he wasn't a man. Build the hustle cause, no more playing the hand. Dropping fresh product, had to stay in demand. I can make a mausoleum out of rappers, try to be in. From the AM to the PM, got your bitch up in the DM. Sitting on the sidelines, always trying to key and gotta keep it low key. I am not a human being, but a demon in the flesh. King Kong in my city, how I'm beating on a chest. Had to write so many wrongs, I don't even know what's left. Young Fresh Prince, like I've been the next day. Double XL, what I'm talking next year. Never find balance till the check clear. Up in my city, yeah, be hot. Man on the come up, the cream of the crop. Got me some followers I never bought. Had a few haters try taking my spot. This rise in action, just part of the plot. Right to the top if you ready or not. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Baldy, K Triggs, baby. Y'all know what it is.
And on May 20th, you're putting out this LP?
That's correct. It'll be available that day on all streaming platforms. You know, I've been, it's available for pre-order right now. So you go to ktriggs.ca or at Instagram or whatever, you can pre-order it as well. And also, I posted a bunch of, like last night, I was up to like 4 in the morning posting all these posters around the city, and they all have a scan code on them. So
hold on a second. Slow down.
You actually went out and postered?
Yeah.
You went out. You are admitting that you actually went out and postered like it was old school Hamilton music time from the 70s to like to the 2000s when you could still poster. You went out and postered.
Yeah.
You are amazing.
I under the bridge on James Street, if you ever go on James, I use all my posters and I spelt the word mistake. Because the album is called Mistakes.
Right.
So I thought it would be funny if I made a mistake in the postering.
Sure. That makes total sense. You never hear of anyone postering anymore. It's always just like, I'm releasing this on Twitter, and then I also go, I'm doing it through my Hootsuite, and it's going through here, and then it's out in the social media verse, and then you don't hear anything unless people retweet it or repost it.
Well, that's the big thing is I'm in an entertainment management course, and one of my courses is marketing. And like we're talking about, like I was talking about the QR scan code today, and it kind of has got obsolete. But the idea is just to create local promotion around the city and make my face on, you know, it's recognizable, the album cover,
right.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of, excuse me, what my goal is. But, you know, obviously the targeted thing is important to, you know, targeted promotion and
sure.
Looking into finding a real audience. But here in the city, that's a big important thing for me is promoting the fact that I am a Hamilton artist. And I put that as an important aspect of my craft all the time.
Live from the studio, rulers, they know Yu-Gi-Oh. Cheers to all my demons with a glass of Don Julio. I'ma be the star, no ain't talking about no movie role. Ship to pay tuition, say that's why she on a booty pole. Girl, I'm trying to make it, yeah, I guess that's just my cue to go. Yeah, go, out, out. Never saving hoes, yeah, I guess I'm too frugal. Y'all just pay for pictures like that John Jay at the Bugle. So many people watching, I got more than two pupils. All fair in love and war, so I gotta stay neutral. All my peers pursue the party, yeah, I'm never one but sentiment. From a cold city, so we always moving temperate. Studio to temple, where we go to make some sense of it. Telling my story, and this version got no censorship. Early morning cruise for some late side views. To a place I lose, all those fake I do's. End up a headliner on the late night news. Used to sit in nosebleeds, now I'm in my own league. Never having cold feet, I've been on a hot streak. Clock me going my speed, gunning for the top seat. Live from the studio, rulers, they know Yu-Gi-Oh. Cheers to all my demons with a glass of Don Julio. I'ma be the star, no ain't talking about no movie role. Ship to pay tuition, say that's why she on a booty pole. Girl, I'm trying to make it, yeah, I guess that's just my cue to go. Yeah, go, out, out.
His greatness, my pubic hair is goat fur. Segregate the fakes in this game and make them loners. Alleviate my pain, out I take it on posers. Choke a rearranged brat like my fucking name's Homer.
Yo, what?
I lava, I'm magma, Nevada, the Vegas, the bottom, the greatness, the top of the chain whip. I rock up all places, demolish the stages. When bombs are in placement, Ariana, Grande shit. I'm alpha, you beta, proud that I'm greater. My like you haters, you find my for reason. The fabric when pasting with powerful pages. My prowess engaged with that. Brows that are racing up to the top. Baby girl, take a bounce on my take a bounce. I'ma slay shit like Jason when going I don't give a fuck. K-Trix told Horse not to hold back. So when I made this, remorse has been so lacked. I froze rap.
Live from the studio, rulers, they know Yu-Gi-Oh. Cheers to all my demons with a glass of Don Julio. I'ma be the star, no ain't talking about no movie role. Ship to pay tuition, say that's why she on a booty pole. Girl, I'm trying to make it, yeah, I guess that's just my cue to go. Yeah, go.
That makes total sense. You're branding that you are from Hamilton, and you know you are one of the people in the community that is putting out culture, music, art, that sort of thing. That makes total sense. I'm just saying bravo to you that you actually did something physical to help
Thank
promote
you.
Yourself.
No, I appreciate it. I kind of felt like almost like I was beating a dead horse with a stick because, like, you know, post, like, it is COVID and not many people are walking around, and those scan codes, you know, they're all over Toronto and like people don't really stop for
sure.
That. You know what I mean? Like there is obsolete relevance to what I'm talking about in terms of the promotional aspect of it, but I like it in just terms of like a physical, you know, and also I'm giving them away. So anybody, like, they're really cheap. So anybody who wants one, like I said, you
sure.
know, you can approach me and I'll give you a free poster as a way to
celebrate the album. And if I give you a free poster, it's very likely you're going to scan that code and pre-save my album onto your poster, right, like onto your phone. You know what I mean?
Are you going to do what a lot of people are doing now, just because as we're just talking about the COVID and the pandemic, that people can't really do a live show, not for a while, even though we're having the vaccines. Will you be doing something online in regards to doing a live stream to celebrate in the next little while of your album that's coming out?
Yeah, I have some planned performances in like terms of like, so I'm doing a couple of like interviews and you know, podcasts and like where I'll be physically appearing, and then I'm also gonna do like I have a performance that's gonna come, and it'll be like a physical performance that'll sure. be live or pre-recorded. I'm not 200% sure about that aspect yet. I'm looking into like finding out how to do that. And I'm gonna present it just as like a compilation video, so people can kind of watch the performed videos. I'm not really sure about having a show per se, like mm-hmm. in terms of even like an online show, because I know that there's restrictions with online events now. So like, I thought it'd be maybe cooler just to give people some, you know, like some impromptu content. You know, like I'm planning on going on Instagram Live and doing some performances of okay. my album and playing some of it the day of, like, so when it releases, you know, I'm going to go on Instagram Live and let people like listen to it with me, and like they can give me their feedback, tell me what songs they like. I want to do something that's more interpersonal. That's again the point of this, like the posters were, right? I want to get to people on a personal level that kind of relates to them in some way, where it's not just like I'm in your face trying to sell you something. Hey, this is K-Triggs. You know, check me out at Instagram at K-Triggs905 or K-Triggs.ca, Facebook, Twitter, K-Triggs905. You can get me everywhere on all platforms. Shout out to Gunner and Steel City Music Radio. Check out Mistake. It comes out May 20th, 2021.
I'm a wolf. I'm a wolf, not sheep.
Forgiven for all of my sins. In this cold world, no one let him in. This been my end game, then I better win. She's just a mystery, I made her win. Never be shaggy or said that I did. Woke up, can't recall it, what bet I have been. Taking that shame, so instead I'ma swim. No, I ain't team, but it's always a win. Hop in the booth and I drop a confession. Caught me some L's, but it taught me a lesson. Love, grow up, flush, even though I'm a peasant. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I shall feel no evil long as I got a breath. Thou art with me, that's the pattern, the pen. Hometown rapper, always at it again. And yo, I never be a favorite in a real pretend.
I'm a wolf, I'm a wolf, not a sheep. Y'all don't see me coming through 100 deep. Shawty always used to tell me talkie's cheap. Tell my haters you can go and take a seat. I'm a wolf, not a sheep. So just know I always hope your dreams are sweet. Yeah, this life is like a nightmare, so I never sleep. On my way up, y'all can meet me at the peak.
If I had conflict, that was internal. Letting off on a mic, call a media inferno. So you got vision while I'm seeing in thermo. Plotting on success, started off as infernal. On the K-Triggs show, we don't cut to commercial. All you understudies better get to rehearsal. I'm really scratching the surface. Thinking back to days when I was snatching in purses. Started writing rhymes, yo, it gave me a purpose. One day I spit a sermon at the Sunday service. People tell stories, still don't know my version. Looked to last year when this shit was a burden. Growing up the underdog, yo, was so uncertain. Don't even check behind the curtain, cause the words miss working in my bag, not a Birkin. All in type of person, so berserk is just a verdict. Verdict, verdict.
I'm a wolf, I'm a wolf, not a sheep. Y'all don't see me coming through 100 deep. Shawty always used to tell me talkie's cheap. Tell my haters you can go and take a seat. I'm a wolf, not a sheep. So just know I always hope your dreams are sweet. This life is like a nightmare, so I never sleep. On my way up, y'all can meet me at the peak.
Snakes. I know a lot of y'all out here. Let's watch me. Yeah. We all go through phases. Yes, I gotta find a handle. All the people betting on me never thought it was a gamble. The show just getting started, so don't even change the channel. Trying to break me down, you must have plans to get dismantled. From the Phantom of the Opera to the center of the stage. Growing up so broken, that's the way that I was raised. Put the pieces back together, how I go and turn a page. Throw away your playbook, running audibles and hot routes. Improvising lines while the bars you drop are washed out. Must have cotton mouth, cause blowing smoke had never brought clout. Yeah. Yeah, smoke, smoke. Yeah, yeah. Ain't no shine without effort. Yeah. Still a sheep, I'm the shepherd. Like a lion to a leopard. Our agenda's something separate. I got madness with a method. How the mayhem left impressions. Never lecture about my lessons. It's just freedom of expression. On my hustle for a decade. Shit can change at any second. Yeah. Yeah. Things I never take for granted. Been my family and my fans. If I ever do you wrong, apologizing in advance. Always taking off, they only question where he land. Sold out a couple shows, so now I got some bigger plans. Supporters in my corner know I'm always throwing hands. Every match is pay-per-view, so you could say I'm in demand. Getting what you give, that's why I never take a day off. How you call this your day job, if you always getting laid off. Never stop the hustle, cause I wanna see it pay off. Getting face on, like every day the playoffs. Real rap died, so I'm hosting us a seance. The one for ceremony, bet you write your rhymes with crayons. Biggie paper chasing, I'm an agent for some chaos. Only gamble with my life, so let's say I never play on. Took the time for my hiatus, coming back to finish famous. On the brink, let's call it greatness. Yo, I told somebody I always remember who my friends are. Baldy, you killed his beat. Fuck them snakes. You know what it is. K-Trig.
Can you see the difference right through the fakes? That's why I had to call the song Snakes. Got some real ones in my corner, there ain't no debate. No, my Brody, Bowdy, Trey, Mace. CC, bitch. Victor, you know what it is. K-Triggs, I got many more in the corner still. But these day one motherfuckers, you know they ill.
Y'all hit it, no, my. I got some shit to say. K-Triggs, baby. 1 million children in my country who live without a dad. How I get so worried about something that I never had. He grew up around some women, so y'all had to be the man. Just show me an example so that I can understand. Trying to find that definition, all my teachers inconsistent. Started at a crawl, then somehow I learned to walk. Now he's running with the wind, giving all these rumors stock. Saying boys will be boys, but that ain't how we should talk. Be the change you wanna see, gotta know behaviors taught. The way that I was raised taught me never take no handouts. Thinking on my parents, I'm the kid who wasn't planned out. Thought that I was lost, so I'll tell you what I gained. Learning from mistakes and making blessings out my pain. If you stumble through that wreckage, walk alone in your lane. Just give these rhymes a listen, hey, we might just be the same. Your experience and mine, no, it'd never be exact. So let me keep it simple, go and take your own path. Said I've been to rock bottom, can't recall just where it's at. The only thing I learned is that I'm never going back. We all under pressure, people tell you how to act. Young kids idolize, they streets they favor rappers rep. Only guns and videos, drugs and big titty hoes. All material goals, on a serious note. I never see models, just actors playing the role. Spoon full of soul food, so don't be afraid of the bowl. Through a stone garden, the rose that bloom in the cold. To some that trash is treasure, different X on every map, forget it. Ain't about the journey, I got places to be. So don't even wait on me. People caption expectations to make up for all that shit. You see it, no debating on me.
What will my music do? How will it help them? Will it redeem them? Will it save them? Will it fight that battle for them? You know, it's just a song.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah, it's K-Triggs. Go ahead, watch me. I'm coming for it. City of a hammer and steel.
Everybody rapping, trying to get him a deal. Raining cats and dogs, how an idiot feel. Reminisce on days when I was steal to get a meal. Word to all my family, always keeping it real. I'm just trying to make it so I leave him a will. Keep praying that he won't, underdog, not the goat. Full of spirit, so let's toast. The son, not the Holy Ghost. Talking it, I'm only gross. Sights set on notoriety. Young prince of my city, soon to be his majesty. Student of this game, I was never Ivy League. Sipping fruits of my labor while I stumble through sobriety. Thinking back on where it started, solo hats, I want the garden. Came too far, then I'll be walking on these charges. Like a landmine, I'll be blowing up regardless. Go ahead and strike your bargains, I stay busy picking targets. Solely talking numbers, say that language, my department. How I shoot my shot, shorty's calling me the marksman. Just a prophet on the cusp of combustion. Word to the rut, I grew up and go for my bag, never buck it. Show me the power, kick up it, cause no one gives you remorse. Think you run game, check my scouting report. Way playing lady, call it EA Sports. Thankful for a live mama, didn't abort. Love for everybody who been showing support. Y'all can meet me at the top when I can lead a track torched. I've been homeless and hopeless, had to trust in the process. Now I'm leading like Moses, side my feet they throw roses. Hey, it's just my first act, see who's here when it closes. Lately questioning my motives, keeping busy, getting noticed. Turning all these cons to progress, never end up as a mogul. Put it on my logo, freedom speech flying solo. Mother used to tell me I should shoot for the moon. Call me down to earth, I keep reading the room. Always the best man, but he's never a groom. Grew up watching people eating from that silver spoon. Sheep and wolves clothing, feeling venom in their words. Gotta bring it sugar coated, what I'm spitting is unheard. Keeping it 100 with my adjectives and verbs. The people of the place I always wanted since my birth. Every person has a purpose, even if you still in search. Gotta know your worth and put nobody else's first. Life's a blessing and a curse. Independent to a fault, why these haters throwing salt? All I did was get results, now it's winning by default. Stay attacking tracks, you wanna charge them for assault. Only bars coming for me are the ones up in the vault. If hip-hop had died, I came and gave it a pulse. Been at this since the days before I was an adult. Soon they know my name, from the Bay to the Gulf. All up on the way and you ain't seen result. Only bars coming for me are the ones up in the vault. Been at this since the days before I was an adult. Soon they know my name, from the Bay to the Gulf. My zone, see no ending to this road. Play the hand that I was dealt, ain't no way to ever fall. Came to break records on past they never drove. Lately on a level, so these rappers got along. She always hit my phone asking if I'm coming through. Said I'm busy in the studio, we'll link up after two. When I make it to the pinnacle, be showing y'all the view. Drinking in the moments, cause we know they only few. Often betting different women, still like waking up alone. Nice sweet pilot ticking over shots of that Patron. Tell me all about your past, well I'll be scrolling up a cone. In a cold city, yeah, I guess that's all we know. Grown a little wiser from the places that I've flown. Feeling like a tourist that I always all wrong. When I have to stay distracted, cause there ain't no time to heal. Had a lot of practice hiding everything I feel. Consequence for how I'm acting, been a crime with no appeal. Trying to capture it in captions, though it's never something real. Self-destructive in disguise, running from my past. Must have cut me down to size. Bottled up emotions, some would call it pressurized. Measures that I've taken only cause of desperate times. Fears that I'm becoming someone I don't recognize. Silence isn't right, I barely ever exercise. Only want the hits, so keep your mistresses and wives. Told them when I'm done that every verse will be reprised. See them often sit around plotting my demise. How you get the dub if you've been leading second lives? Only one shot, never get no second tries. Shooting for the stars like the captain of the Enterprise. Shawty used to tell me I should put my guard aside. Showed up with your girls and that's a party of five. The room ain't come alive till the moment I arrive. Wonder how we dealing, that's some shit I can't describe. Versus always conscious, so I let it be my guide. Now just thinking back, my grandpa gave the best advice. Told me looking free, now sudden touches got a price. That's nice.
That's nice.
Y'all put that shit on ice.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Word up to no man.
That's nice.
If you ain't with us, then dip.
In the fast lane like I stolen the whip. Only my team so they know who can sit. Watching you keep people switching up quick.
Bozy, make it bang.
If you ain't with us, then dip. Way shorty moving, I swear that she stripped. Too hot to handle, yo, wasn't equipped. Whole city know we gon' blow in a bit. If you ain't with us, then dip. If you ain't with us, then dip. If you ain't with us, then dip. Came up in these ends, lost me some friends. Show me fake love, now I know what's pretend. Drop on a beat, lead them all in suspense. Caught my first rat, no, it wasn't a Benz. All on my own, got no help from the rents. Oh, what a year, just got my first offense. Know how I started, can't sit on the bench. Designated hitter, swinging for the fences. From the city, so I represent this. Started out, was a young apprentice. No one ever said that this would ever send us. Devil's advocate, so many evidences. Got the pad and pen if all the odds against us. If you want the smoke, get it secondhand. I'll measure wealth with a rubber band. Myself is what I'm discovering. Wrestle with these demons, call it SummerSlam. Up right now, I'm falling in love again. How I did this like no other can. Got bad bitches, what a struggle then. Not if you ain't with us, then dip. Way shorty moving, I swear that she stripped. Too hot to handle, yo, wasn't equipped. Call city, know we gon' blow in a bit. If you ain't with us, then dip. If you ain't with us, then dip. If you ain't with us, then dip. Young up and comer, it's still in debate. Busy this year, had a lot on my plate. Wasn't my summer, only get hunger. Then set the dryer on tumble. I was in a house bored. Follow recipes to make it to the top floor. How you pop off when you really popcorn? But you can rebound like it's off the backboard. Really 5'4", though I never act short. Always shoot my shot like I played it backcourt. Only for the fam call, it's a blood sport. Body every verse, send in the city morgue. Learned a bit from life when I was growing up poor. Soon I had a whole city in an uproar. One day I can spit about the places that I toured. Now I don't go on about some shit I can't afford. Working every day to get my foot up in the door. Never when to settle, came to even a score. People hit me now, they always used to ignore. Lately going harder than ever before. Told you when I'm gone, I don't care if they mourn. If you ain't with us, then dip. In the fast lane like I stolen the whip. Only my team so they know who can sit. Watching you keep people switching up. If you ain't with us, then dip. Way shorty moving, I swear that she stripped. Too hot to handle, yo, wasn't equipped. Whole city know we gon' blow in a bit. If you ain't with us, then dip. If you ain't with us, then dip. If you ain't with us, then dip.
This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey, joining me on the line right now is Tony and Chelsea from the Beach Bats. Last time I spoke with them, we were in person, we were live, we were on the air. There was a show happening in Hamilton. I can't quite remember, guys, where you guys were playing. But I do remember the extremely funny story you guys told me about in a bar where there was a movie playing behind the bass player.
Yes.
It was this...
We were talking about...
We were talking about the Kazza show with Capital, I think.
Yeah.
It was either that or it was the, or it could have been the last the St. Hollywood show we played.
Yeah, but there was
in January.
You guys were playing with another band and it was on the road, and I was talking about this band. They said, yeah, they had to play behind this thing and there was a movie showing behind them, and it was like, maybe it was like in Montreal or Kingston or something, and all of a sudden you guys all exploded. We played that bar. It was like, yeah, it was some sort of weird mall thing. So I was just like, I've always had.
Okay, that was in London.
That was in London, Ontario. Yeah,
we're playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay,
on like a 20-foot screen. And I don't think people were ready for that.
Well, yeah, the whole discussion was about all these weird shows that you end up doing and the fun that you have with them, and you build this camaraderie with other bands.